Tracy, good to see you.
Good to be here.
Well, it was an exciting election night for Las Cruces, especially for the progressives in our town, because there was, we called it a progressive sweep. And this was, I think, a surprise to a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, there were definitely some surprises. You know, Yvonne defeating incumbent Cia Levitino was to me surprising.
Yeah, Yvonne Flores and Cia Levitino, of course, being the incumbent in District 6.
Yes, for District 6. And of course, Gabe Vasquez took District 3 after Olga Pedrosa stepped down, defeating Bev Courtney. And then Gil Sorg hung in there. He's now a third, his third four-year term now with the council. And then we have a new municipal judge as well.
And that was another one of the big surprises, maybe not in the sense that an incumbent was ousted, but that the winner, Joy Goldbaum, actually got more votes than her two opponents combined.
Right.
So 51% of the vote. That was quite an entry into politics for her.
Here I am.
Yeah, that was something.
And we got a really great candid shot from Steve McIntyre of three of the winners, Joy, Yvonne, and Gil, talking as they were awaiting election results at Cafe Agogo. So we just have a recap of the election and some of the turnout numbers. It was 10.56%.
Okay.
So not great, but
no. But better than the last equivalent election, which was a little over 8%.
Right.
So we're going in the right direction anyway.
So we're going a little better
Okay,
there, so
that's good.
Good.
All right, we have a column as well from your publisher with a sad news, but it's a tribute to your business reporter who's leaving.
Yes, Alta LeCompte. A lot of bulletin readers will recognize her byline from the business section. And she was a reporter, but also an editor. She packaged that whole section for us. For a long time, and she's been writing for 5 years at the Bulletin, and we're sad to see her go, but she's off on a new adventure to North Carolina with her husband Ross, who is a jazz musician here in town. And just Richard's column really just shares some of his memories and stories of Alta and why they came to Cruces, and it's just really sweet. I love this column. So
okay.
Check it out, and Alta will definitely be missed.
You will be missed, and good luck to you in the Tar Heel State. All right, moving ahead to arts and entertainment. The renovation of a Las Cruces church is good news for music lovers.
Yes, so the First Presbyterian Church has completed a renovation that they're going to be celebrating at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the 19th. The church has been designed as what they call an acoustical church, and a volunteer musician, a former member of the New York Philharmonic, had a large hand in the renovations, and he and nine other former and current professional musicians will perform Beethoven selections at this concert. And from what I understand and from the pictures, the lighting has been spruced up, the acoustics of the building have been improved, so it should be really neat to see. It's just a beautiful church.
Sunday at 3, got to get out there. All right, the community wish list section is back.
Yes, this is one of my favorite special projects I put together every year. It's called Community Wish List, and it just takes a look at some area nonprofits. We filter out a questionnaire to the community and get back a list of all the needs and volunteer opportunities with local nonprofits as we head into the holidays. So, and I love this project because it illustrates how there's so many things you don't even think of, like eyeglasses for kids, that can't afford it. There's a group that specifically, works to provide eyeglasses to
and
children.
Fortunately, we have a very generous community.
Yes,
so
we do.
Read
very
up
much.
In the Bulletin this week. And finally, a profile in our last 30 seconds or so of the club Dance Las Cruces.
Yeah, and many of you may know this group as the Big Band Dance Club. They've been around for a little more than 20 years, and there's a yearly membership fee, and then they they have a per dance charge for going. You get a free lesson, and then they just dance. they are kind of expanding what music they do, and the NMSU dance sport team comes out and gives lessons.
All right. Tracy Roy is the content director for the Las Cruces Bulletin. Those stories and more in this week's paper. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.